Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, executive producer of Biblical Health Television. Welcome to broadcast week number 2. Our featured expert teaching is by Dr. Gary Tunsky, a cellular disease specialist in the field of naturopathic science. It's the first video in Dr. Gary's BHTV series, What in the Cell is Going On? And it's titled, The Revolutionary Field of Cytopathy. Now, we know you probably didn't get up this morning thinking, wow, what I really need today is to know more about cytopathy. But believe it or not, you are in for an awesome teaching that will change your paradigms about health forever. Because, hey, it's Dr. Gary. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Gary Tunsky is a traditional naturopathic physician and has a quarter century of diverse experience in the healing arts. And it really bugs him that mainstream science and traditional Western medicine have us believing that there are more than 10,000 different diseases demanding thousands upon thousands of different treatment protocols. According to Dr. Gary, this medical mistake in breaking up science into the GIST specialty field, meaning neurologist, endocrinologist, cardiologist, and on, was always myopic and has actually become counterproductive to maintaining health and treating disease. To date, the implementation of Dr. Gary's grand unified theory of cellular functional disorder has had a profound impact on uncovering the mysteries to a wide array of disease labels such as cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and ALS. In short, Dr. Gary is an absolute pioneer, paving the way on the leading edge of the paradigm shift in cellular healthcare and disease prevention, all with a biblical worldview. If you would like to contact Dr. Gary, you may do so through Precision Healing Solutions. His website is www.drceltox.com, email info@drceltox.com, and phone at 561-863-1733. And now, Biblical Health TV is very happy to bring you Dr. Gary Tunsky as he presents The Revolutionary Field of Cytopathy. Thanks for joining the revolution.
I'm really excited and privileged and honored to bring you, the Creator's Remnant, a higher level of understanding as to what really constitutes disease, its common denominators, and its many facets. Disease, which a lot of people call disease, and its 12,000 labels have been portrayed as a sophisticated mystery by mainstream medicine. And given enough research money and enough time, they will somehow solve this mystery. We all know that they've had 60 years of time and hundreds of billions of dollars in research money, and they are still no closer to a cure than they were from the 1950s, or anything including the common cold for that matter. And I'm going to take the mystery and complexity out of understanding all disease labels by bringing an ocean of clarity from a world of confusion. If you ask one doctor what causes disease, you'll likely hear immune system weakness. You ask another expert, and you'll hear it's nutritional deficiencies. You ask another one, it's pH acidity. Another one, you'll find them saying, no, it's infectious disease. The germs, the bacteria, and the worms, and the viral infections are causing it. Another one would say it's chronic inflammation. Another one would say it's blood flow problems. So, you know, I have to ask the science, you know, which one is it? And I'm trying to raise the bar that it's not just one component to disease epidemiology. It's a combination of many facets, which we'll get into in later teachings, that affects the building blocks, the nuts and bolts, the bricks and mortars of human composition, which is cells. Cells form tissues. Tissues form the organs. The organs form the systems, like your endocrine system, your neurological system, your immune systems, and there's 12 of them, just like the 12 apostles. And then the systems form the body organism. So in hierarchy of power, we have to go back to the building blocks, the scaffolding, or the matrix of the body, which is 243 different types of cells, and find out what would cause these cells to malfunction and what would affect the factors of disease process. And I'm going to bring you into the creation room called the womb later on to kind of show you the conception of the intelligence of our Creator, of how the human body is created and how the intelligence behind the molecular machines actually forms the human, and then we'll build from there. The revolutionary field of true science will change the way we view diseases. This uncharted scientific field of study has been coined field of cytopathy, cyto meaning cell, pathy meaning disease, which is the study of cellular disease. With absolutely no formal training in the study of cytopathy or the study of cellular disease, the MDs and the nurses and academia scientists couldn't possibly understand the factors of the common denominators and underlying root conditions of any disease label. With the false understanding that symptoms are the disease, they are molded by pharmaceutical-controlled education as what I call symptomologists. You know, they drug, they cut, they burn, they poison symptoms, as opposed to getting to the root cause of the cellular diseases. This simple outside-the-box understanding of one disease, cellular malfunction, or what I call CFDs, cellular functional disorders, is really caused by two factors, as simple as this is. It's caused by compounding toxicities around the cell, and then this is coupled and parallel with multiple insufficiencies to the cell, and this also explains why there's 12,000 different disease labels that medical doctors invasively treat with lethal vaccines, poisonous pharmaceuticals, antibiotics, chemotherapy, radiation, and even risky surgery. So it's really simple. When massive amounts of cells malfunction, you malfunction as a whole. And the human body composition is real simple. The unified theory, or the what I call gut theory, grand unified theory, every cell needs water, every cell needs oxygen, every cell needs amino acids as building blocks for the structures of the cell, every cell needs carbohydrates or starches for fuel as glucose. Every single cell, it doesn't matter if it's a heart cell, liver cell, kidney cell, blood cell, bone cell, every one of them needs a synergistic factory of nutritional building blocks that come from food and come from the atmosphere and come from the soil, from nature, as organic living chemistry, not dead synthetic inorganic chemistry. The cells also need antioxidants. They need essential fatty acids to build the membrane. So when I ask these MDs, when I meet them, you know, you name one drug on the market out of your 10,000 plus pharmaceutical compounds, as to what building material are in these drugs that a human cell can receive as intelligent nutrient, as a building block for human cell health. And the question would be to an MD, name one drug that has water in it, name one drug that has oxygen in it, name one drug that has amino acids, building blocks in it, name one drug that has the fuel of glucose in it, or essential fatty acids, or photon light from the sun, or chlorophyll, or even what I call prooxidants, or glycal sugars and glycal lipids. And the answer to that question is there's not one drug, not one, including aspirin or even over-the-counter meds, has any building material to even fix a sick cell. So we have to ask ourselves, what does these pharmaceuticals do if they're not creating cell health? And it's called manipulation of cell process. They definitely can knock out the warning signal or the symptom of cellular screams or cries or cell malfunction, but they cannot create a healthy cell condition. So the manipulation of the symptoms is wiping out the cellular screams or the cries or the warning signals of disease, but it never can fix the disease. And that's their biggest gap of misunderstanding. You cannot wipe out symptoms and warning signals of illness without creating more illness. And that's the problem out there. Everything they use is creating more contraindications and more side effects, which I call direct effects from the synthetic chemicals, that's creating more cellular disease. So, you know, it's simple. If we take a what I call a cell-a-vision journey into the intricate microscopic inner world of the cell, it will reveal insights into the mysteries of life itself. The scriptures tell you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the book of Psalms. Marvelous are thy works. And a lot of the Christian community and the believers in our Creator are ignorant to the fact of really how this human biological machine ticks. And it just doesn't tick on physical aspects. We do have, obviously, the visual skin, bone, blood, tissue matrix that we see with the human eye. But reality is we are spirit. We have a soul and lives in a temple body, and it's as a vehicle to carry the invisible spirit and soul. And the spirit is linked to our Creator, and that's where we get our wisdom from. I call it wise or dumber wisdom, when we tap into the information that our Creator gives us and receive it and actually metabolize it in the spirit of man to get it in our hearts. And then we have the soul realm, which is your intellect, your behavior, the molding of circumstances and things that you've watched or listened to or read throughout your life have molded your personality, your will, your drive, or even the understanding that you get. And then the physical side of man is the factor of the fragmented data or facts that you pick up with your eyes, your ears, or what you learn that's more fragmented data, compiled data, as opposed to taking that and being more wise. And the reason why I'm going here is because medical doctors, even though they're trained in trauma crisis care, which they're experts in, the field of disease process or even the field of cytopathy is hidden from academia to the point where they don't understand the wisdom involved in the human body and how it functions. And they're neglecting the spirit of man, and they're neglecting the soul of man. And they're looking at it as we can't see it, we can't touch it, we can't see it in pathology or hear it in our stethoscopes. It's not there as an atheistic view. So we have to also learn that the spirit of man is more powerful than the physical, and it overrides the human cell if we have sin in the spirit, which is what I call spiritual toxins. And we have to release that sin through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we have toxins in our soul, which have to be detoxified or released. And that is your toxic emotions of anger and bitterness, resentment, even unforgiveness, stress, phobias, worries, anxieties that literally manifest physical illness. So everybody knows that we can get cancer or have ulcers from the unseen factors of spiritual toxins and emotional toxins. Now, how does a physical tumor or a bleeding ulcer happen physically in the unseen world? And that's what we're going to be getting into deep and delving into what constitutes the disease process and how the cells malfunction, and then the categories of that in later teachings. So this is very interesting that the awe-inspiring complex universe of the living cell parallels us in many, many ways. If we look at us as a whole, as a macro scale, and we look at the miniature cells as a mini micro scale, we as an individual have skin, cells have skin, and it's a thin membrane. We have organs, cells have organelles. These are mini organs. If you look at the inside of a cell, it's not just a blob of protoplasm that's unintelligent. It's a mini universe, and it's very complex and intricate. We have a skeleton. Cells have a cytoskeleton. I'm not talking bone structure of calcium, but it literally has a structure inside that's a skeletal structure that keeps it expanded so it doesn't collapse. You know, we have a brain. Cells have a brain. It's called a phospholipid membrane. The membrane of the cell, unlike what we've told from mainstream biology, is the brain of the cell that transfers information from the outside world to the inside world of the cell, which is the DNA. We'll get into that more detailed in later teachings. It's not the nucleus that we've told is the brain of the cell. And they've actually done a process called denucleation, where they've actually gutted out the nucleus and found that the cell still lived. The only thing that happened was the cell couldn't split and divide and create daughter cells. But by removing the nucleus, the cell still lived as long as it had the nutritional medium, which tells us that the nucleus is not the brain of the cell. It's the cell membrane. That's the brain of the cell. We drink water. Cells drink water. We breathe oxygen and respirate. Cells breathe oxygen and respirate. We eliminate waste. We have waste removal components. Cells eliminate waste as long as they're not caked up and coated. We ingest nutrients in 12 different categories, and cells absorb nutrients. We communicate through diverse languages. You know, we use Polish language and German and English and Spanish. But the cells communicate in their language, which is neurotransmitter language. Some are hormonal languages. Some are neuropeptide language. Some communicate on photon light from the sun. We have an immune system overall, and the cells have a cellular immunity called cytotoxic T cell immunity. So it's very interesting that we parallel us as an individual, and the big picture also is we as citizens parallel a lot of the cellular engines that form the body. So, you know, we have 100 trillion plus cells that form the body in 243 different types, but we as individuals form a community throughout the world, and we all have a purpose to do, just like every cell has a purpose to do. A cell either manufactures hormones or manufactures energy, ATP, or they have a process toxins, or the cells release a peptide or manufacture hormones and neurotransmitters. So we have jobs in our life that we do as a purpose, that we're purposed to do. And so there's a lot of correlations with that. So let's begin our journey, our Cellavision journey, by taking you on a tour inside the creation room science calls the womb. The spark of life originates with two living cells, and the male sperm cell merging with a female egg cell. This divine pairing births a single cell called the zygote with the information to create a whole human body inside that one cell. And this immediately copies itself into two embryonic, what's called precursor cells, which splits and clones itself into four embryonic stem cells, into eight embryonic stem cells. Then it goes to 16, 32 cells, 64, 128, 256, 512, and 1024, and then so forth, with continuous exponential doubling to over a billion embryonic stem cells within 2 weeks of gestation. And it kind of looks like a raspberry, the size of a raspberry cluster. And these billion cells, remember, they're all what's called embryonic stem cells, and they all are what's called pluripotent, meaning they can crack off and divide to any cell that they want to and morph into becoming any one of the 243 different cell types. So we have to ask ourselves, where is the intelligence behind the molecular machines that actually tell these cells that you're a liver cell, you know, you're a kidney cell, you're a heart cell, you're a brain cell, and actually know how to form the organs? It's called differentiate and form the mandible and the spinal cord and the brain and heart without the brain physically telling them what to do, because the brain is not formed until the 10th week of gestation. So there's obviously an intelligence, a divine release of information that is telling these molecular machines what they are and what to form without the physical brain linked to them. So once the child is complete after 9 months of gestation, these stem cells lay dormant to be used in the future for healing injuries. So up until now, they've studied the embryonic stem cells coming from embryos and dead tissue from children, but they've learned that the adult pluripotent stem cell therapies are actually the answer to reversing disease, because they come from you. They don't come from a monkey or a horse or a calf or something foreign, or not even another child that's not yours. The body will gear up to reject anything that you stick into this body as foreign, including embryonic stem cells. So that's the reason why they've had trouble with rejection even on the implants of the embryonics. So the adult pluripotent research has been crushed by medical research because of the money they put into embryonics research. And this is the answer for future healing, to extract the stem cells that your body manufactures for healing from the hip, the ileal crest of the hip, and then they're stored in fat tissue and so forth. The science has found a way to extract these and actually put them in petri dishes and grow more with growth factors, and then literally implant them in the heart or the kidneys or the lung, and really get an organ transplant that is from your own adult pluripotent cells. So this is the future of medicine, the holy grail of medicine, which is going to be exciting in the future if they ever let it happen. So much like the human race who gives birth to sons and daughters before they die, these cells have different lifespans coded for survival. For example, your outside skin layer sheds like a snake and is replaced every 3 to 4 weeks. Your red blood cells, they die and replace every 90 days. They turn over every 3 months. Your liver cells die and replace every 5 months. You get a whole new liver every 5 months. The surface layer of your gut lining in your intestines turns over every 3 to 5 days. Your heart cells form a new heart every 8 months. Your skeletal bone cells take a little bit longer. They're the longest survival because of the harder matrix of calcium and boron and osteoclasts, and what are called osteoblasts. These are the bone cells that are harder matrix, which can take up to 7 to 10 years. So everyone receives a whole new body every 7 to 10 years. Now, I said a new body, not necessarily a healthier one. So the new cell generations are completely dependent on the building materials you fed the previous cells, whether they were toxins or acids or nutrients. So if you're bathing the previous cells in poisons from toxic emotions, toxic food, toxic air, toxic water, pharmaceutical drugs, and so forth, the next generation would be weaker than the one before. Future cell generations will continue to degenerate unless detoxification measures are initiated. On the other hand, if the previous cells were nurtured in water or in oxygen, full spectrum nutrients, and high level immunity, the next cell generation will be stronger than the original one. So the whole body will be progressing to a regenerative state or a degenerative state, depending on the building material that they've been bathing in. So our body cells constantly self-regulate, they self-repair, and they self-renew under the right conditions. And our Creator has programming for life, not for sickness and death. So you have to go against the grain of the body to really create a disease, because it is programmed to continue for health and longevity. And it's not programmed for disease. Our Creator didn't make it that way. There's a scripture that says, I pray that above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. And that just proves that we're not just physical, we're spirit, soul, and body. Thessalonians, this is, I pray that your spirit, soul, and body become blameless to the becoming of the Lord Yeshua Messiah, or Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So our Creator is showing us that we're not just the physical, what we touch, smell, and the five senses. It is the spirit of man and the soul of man that is more important. So with your cells restoring and regenerating over and over again, they are either going to create healthy organs from healthy tissues, then healthy systems and healthy body, or if the cells are toxic and they're damaged or they have free radical hits on the cell structures, their cells are going to create sick tissues, which create sick organs, which create sick systems, which create a sick body organism. So cells are the smallest measure of living things, and because every fiber of our material being is a framework of cells, our health or lack of it, it all depends on the functioning capacity of our cells. So that's where we're going to shift our focus. Again, when cells become contaminated or injured, you manifest illness. So when cells malfunction, you malfunction. And that's really how simple it is to understand. And so the big picture is the human body, knowing that it has to have the proper building material that's either breathed or ingested with our mouth or drank in beverages or even injected to the blood, is going to either contaminate the cells or nourish the cells. Then we have to ask ourselves, why is there such an epidemic of disease process in this country when supposedly we've had the highest advancements of training in med school, that we had at least $80 billion funneled into the NIH and the AMA for disease research, and even the World Health Organization. And the answer to that is they are keeping two subject matters from medical school training, and that's nutritional biochemistry, which is the building blocks of a human, and homotoxicology, which is the study of toxins to the DNA or to the cells. They cannot explain that to students in med school, only because the finger would turn to their own profession saying, hey, professor, what about our toxic pharmaceuticals causing damage? What about our medial contrast dyes we use to get images with our radioisotopes? What about our x-rays, our radiation that we use for diagnostics? You know, what about our chemotherapy cocktails, our radiation? What about things we use to implement surgical procedures like anesthesia? And the finger will point to their own profession, showing they're the culprit of causing a lot of these illnesses. So the big picture is average toxic load of a major city, such as New York City, Los Angeles, Cleveland, is a 25,000 chemicals that we eat, we drink, we breathe, we bathe in, we put on our scalp, we rub on our skin and skin creams, you know, fluoride in our toothpaste, we got chlorine and fluoride and arsenic in our shower waters that bathe in through the skin. We have tooling in our carpets, we got recycled air and air conditioning ducts, including your car. Carbon monoxide exhaust in traffic, and it goes on and on. So the 25,000 come in Monday. And then the liver says, I can process a few thousand. The kidneys are saying, I can process a few thousand. The lymphatics are saying, hey, I can process a couple thousand. The skin through sweat, the colon evacuation, and the urinary output, and then the respiration through the lungs, let's say, is only dumping 23,000. So Monday, 25,000 come in, 23,000 come out. Tuesday, you haven't changed your lifestyle. 25,000 toxic synthetic chemicals come into the body. And then the body's sewage system has only dumped 23,000. Now, as time goes on, if you haven't changed your lifestyle, your dietary habits, or your social habits, you know, the 25,000 come in, but only 22,000 come out. 25,000 come in and 20,000 come out. As time goes on, the liver becomes very toxic, the kidneys. The blood becomes contaminated. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So if the life force is in the blood, then death and disease is in that blood river. So you'll have a river of life or a river of death and disease depending on what you are putting in the bloodstream with what you're eating and drinking and breathing and injecting with vaccines and putting on your skin. So the big picture is the body has to justify this or compensate by dumping these toxins in weak links in your chain of organs. So everyone has a weak organ or weak tissue where the bloodstream would choose to dump these carcinogens and toxins and acids and whatever, heavy metals, whatever they are, into what's called non-priority tissues. So it's very interesting. Our creator has developed this human biological machine intelligent to where it's not going to dump these poisons in vital organs right away. It's going to pick the toes, it's going to pick the fingers, the wrists, the elbows, the muscles in the shoulders that are non-priority, they're non-vital. And this is where you start getting your aches and pains, you start getting your mobility problems and your tiredness and your brain fog and so forth. And these are just warning signals given by our creator telling you what cells are malfunctioning. So if it's the joints that the dump zone or the deposition zone is picked, there's cells that produce synovial fluid that or bursa fluid to lubricate the joints. Well, when they get all gummed up and coated, they obviously cannot receive the intelligent nutrient or the water or the oxygen or the building material to make the fluid. You get a dryness in the joint, and then the body will attack that area with the white blood cells to try to clean up the mess because you're not. And the immune response is going to cause swelling and pain. And this label is going to be called arthritis. Or bursitis. And the label of arthritis is not even a disease. It's a warning signal or a description of the symptom of the cellular malfunction in the joint. If you look at the factor of the toxins being dumped in the pancreas, and this pathway is the same with every disease label known to man, all 12,000 of them, that the toxins, if they're dumped in the pancreas and they have what's called beta cells, these beta cells that manufacture insulin, if they're healthy, will get all caked up and coated, and the receptor sites get clogged. Therefore, they can't produce insulin or receive the intelligent building material from the foods that you're eating and the beverages and the nutrition. And then all of a sudden, these beta cells, they can't produce the insulin. Therefore, you have high blood sugar. Now, the high blood sugar that is going to be labeled by science is going to be the disease label called diabetes mellitus. Well, I would say that it's the symptom of a beta cell malfunction, not the actual disease label. You know, you'll even hear of the peer reviews, and this is, you know, pretty pathetic dealing with one of the most prestigious universities in the country of Harvard and Baylor and Stanford. We read in these prestigious peer reviews and scientific journals making ignorant statements like, you know, high blood sugar is caused by diabetes. Well, I thought that increased blood sugar is diabetes. And that's caused by a beta cell malfunction. That's what I would say. I caught an MD on a radio station claiming that brittle bones causes osteoporosis. Wait a minute here. I thought that osteoporosis is brittle bones and that it's caused by an acid pH condition weakening the osteocyte or the cellular structures to the bone cells. So here's a brilliant claim. Again, high blood pressure is the cause of hypertension. Hypertension is high blood pressure. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they've been listening to the wrong experts, and these experts are molded as symptomologists in med school. You know, a drug for every bug, a pill for every ill, a vaccine injection for every infection, a chemo and radiation for every mutation. And when in doubt, just cut it out. And this is what they've been trained to do for 8 years. Now, this is great for trauma-type care and crisis care, but to get to the root of the disease, it's useless to look at the symptoms as the disease. And this is what they're portraying to you, to the public, and to the masses. And if we don't understand their techno-jargon doctrinese language and how they repackage the same disease 12,000 different ways, the study of this new field of cytopathy, if it's not understood, we will make wrong decisions. And we'll go to the wrong doctors, and they're going to be dealing with the symptoms and not getting to the cellular malfunction and fixing it. And there's absolutely no training in the field of cytopathy, or even understanding how a cell's malfunction, or even how to restore a cellular malfunction. And this is the passion that I have to bring this information to you, an opportunity to raise the bar to our creator's people that, hey, we have to understand how this human body ticks and what to do to trigger the self-healing mechanisms like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. So as simple as this is, it's one disease, cellular malfunctions repackaged 12,000 different ways depending on where these poisons settle, where they suffocate the cells and make them malfunction and degenerate. And then our creator's way of telling you that, kind of like in your car, it wouldn't be fair to purchase a car without a manual telling you why you have a blinking oil light or why you have a radiator light. And you know, there's intelligence to a manufactured car built by humans, obviously, and it shows that the human being is intelligent if it has their warning signals or the blinking oil lights. You know, if you have a cellular malfunction to the brain, you're going to get a headache or dizziness or vertigo as a symptom. But the symptom of the headache or the dizziness is not the disease. If you have a cell malfunction to the heart cells, you are going to get an arrhythmia or a murmur or palpitations, showing you that as a symptom, as a warning signal. And it wouldn't be fair for our creator to give you a toenail ache for a beta cell malfunction or give you a heart palpitation symptom if you have gout in your toe. I mean, there's a correlating symptom to the particular cellular malfunction or sets of symptoms that tell you that as warning signals. So it's interesting if you know that, that you can target treatment protocol. And this is what I do in my practice, is cleaning up the cells first and letting them breathe so the biofilm and all the junk in the trunk and the crud out of the blood is out of the body. And then the liver and kidneys get cleaned to where the cells can open up and receive whatever you're giving them, the potion, lotions, and pills and capsules in phase two. So the simple understanding of cytopathy is the one disease and how it's repackaged. And based on where the blood, through excess toxins coming in that the liver and the kidneys and the filter systems cannot handle in time, end up in the toe, which is called gout. If the poisons end up in your knees, it's osteoarthritis label. If the toxins and acids and poisons end up in your wrists, it's carpal tunnel syndrome. If they end up in your stomach, called parietal cells that manufacture hydrochloric acid, you're going to get a symptom called GERD or acid reflux. If the poisons and heavy metals and neurotoxins enter the brain, if it's the frontal lobe of the brain, you're going to have memory problems. I call it sometimers to Alzheimer's. Eventually, if you don't chelate the brain or get the poisons out of the brain tissue, it will manifest in stages more severe symptoms. So it's still a cell malfunction to the cells that regulate memory. If it's the toxins and the heavy metals and neurotoxins that enter in the back of the brain, that's your target link if that's yours, then you're going to get festination or shuffling gait is a symptom called Parkinson's label. And Parkinson's is not even a disease. It's a warning signal or a symptom or a label of a cellular malfunction to the dopamine-producing cells. So the big picture is to God's people is you have to understand what to do to remove the poisons you've been eating, drinking, and breathing, and bathing. And then how would you restore or fix the cell malfunctions? And what treatment protocol would be necessary to do that? So in our future teachings, I'm going to delve deep into really what's the two umbrella factors or pillars that causes cells to malfunction. And then how do we store these cells once they are damaged or malfunction? Even though there is an error in academia medical school curriculum that there's 12,000 different diseases demanding 12,000 different treatment protocol, it does narrow down to the one disease repackage, which is cellular malfunction, cellular functional disorders. But because of the complexity of our creator developing the body into 243 different types of cells, the specifics to a natural non-toxic creator's treatment versus man's treatment would be specific for each treatment modality to what particular cell is malfunctioning. So I want to really teach you as to even your condition or your family or your coworkers or friends, what particular cell malfunction you have can be addressed and directed with non-toxic, non-invasive treatment protocol. So even though the complexity of the human sounds very intricate and very complicated, I want to bring an island of clarity to a sea of confusion that the whole body obviously has to be cleaned up first. All the cells have to be cleaned from head to toe. We'll get into the protocol for that, for the full body cellular cleanse. And then phase two, which is called cell restoration, would be specific and tailored to the individual depending on what cell or what particular cells are malfunctioning. So I'm excited about bringing a higher level of understanding, not only to the understanding of disease process, but also how to implement strategies that come from nature that is non-invasive, that has no side effects, no contraindications, that can be specific to restore these cells back to 8-cylinder capacity. And then the miracle is done. The symptoms disappear once you restore the cells to full capacities. So for some practical advice today, until we meet again, I would recommend strongly to get rid of all of your Frankenfoods out of the cupboards and all your synthetic cosmetics and hygiene products, and start with dropping the toxic load to the cells. And by implementing real food that comes from nature rather than Frankenstein concocted foods that are box, canned, jarred, and packaged. So, you know, anything that comes from a tree, a plant that comes from nature, such as fruits or veggies or nuts and grains and seeds, that have real living nutritional elements, you can start by transitioning the cells from cellular degeneration to cellular regeneration just by switching over to drinking water, breathing deeper to getting more oxygen, and eating real foods versus the fake synthetic frankenfoods of the world and the genetically modified foods, and also sticking with more organic than conventional because you really don't know what they're putting into the conventional produce and even the vegetables and the fruits because of the genetic engineering going on. So what I'm saying is what we can do to stop the poisoning of ourselves and implementing strategies in the future to fix these cellular malfunctions, stop putting into your mouth or putting on your skin or rubbing in your scalp the vices that got the cells to degenerate in the first place and become deteriorated, and flipping over very simply to real living nutrients from nature as opposed to Frankenstein concocted laboratory creations. This is Dr. Gary Tunsky signing off, and thank you so much for joining us with Biblical Health TV.
We hope you enjoyed The Revolutionary Field of Cytopathy, the first in Dr. Gary's What in the Cell is Going On video series here on Biblical Health Television. If you would like to contact Dr. Gary, you may do so through Precision Healing Solutions. His website, www.drceltox.com. Email, info@drceltox.com, and phone at 561-863-1733. Thank you so much for being a member of BHTV. If you need any support, please contact our help desk at www.biblicalhealth.tv/help.